Michael, you're obviously you're really big in the real estate investment world. I've noticed you do a lot of multifamily, kind of bigger apartment complex type of units. So why don't you go ahead and just start off and tell us about how you got into the investing world and how you got started, what your background is, and we can kind of go from there.
I mean, it didn't start with multifamily. It started with single family houses, like it did for many of us. But I have a background like maybe like many other people. Just I was taught to go to school, get good grades, and get good, get a job with benefits, and that's what I did. And I was part of a software company in the late '90s, and got kind of lucky. The company went public, and in 2004, I decided to. I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, and I decided to pursue financial freedom. So I had some money in the bank. I mean, I would say not enough to retire, but enough to do stuff with. And so I wanted to parlay that money into financial freedom. That was my quest. And so, as misguided as it was, I actually put my money into the restaurant business because I knew a bunch of people in the franchise world, and they were, according to them, printing money. And I was like, "Huh, I'd like to print money." And so I wanted to print money, and I put all my money into a restaurant for a pizza franchise, and it went well for a number of years until the recession, and then it stopped working so well. In fact, it kicked my ass, and I lost all of my IPO millions and added a couple hundred thousand dollars of debt on top of it. Almost lost my house, and really considered very strongly going back to work to get my W-2 job. And instead, I decided to start flipping houses. I had flipped a couple houses in 2005, had a good old fun time with it, worked really well before I got into my real quest, which was, restaurants for financial freedom, until it didn't work anymore. So I decided to dig myself out with single family house investing, and I flipped about three dozen houses in 3 years. And I was working 80 hours a week trying to get myself out of the restaurants, running six restaurants myself at the time, and then flipping houses in my spare time, which I didn't have. So I was losing money in the restaurants, making money in the houses, and made no money at all. It was pretty bad, awful time. And then in 2011, I kind of accidentally got into an apartment building. It was a 12 unit in Washington, D.C., through one of my wholesalers. That was a nightmare in itself. Immediately regretted getting into apartment buildings. But then after about a year, it stabilized and it started sending me mailbox money. It was sending me like $1,000 a month. And of course, it wasn't very exciting, but I was like, "Well, shoot, maybe I should do more of that and less of this." And that's kind of when a major light bulb went off, and I decided to shift entirely into multifamily. And I discovered that you can do this without having $1 million in the bank, because I didn't have any at the time. I learned how to raise money, and that opens up an entire world. I also learned that you don't have to have previous real estate investing experience. So today we have about $350 million of multifamily revenue, of revenue real estate. But what I'm more proud of is that we've helped students buy $1.5 billion worth of multifamily real estate, and none of them did that before. Very, very, very few have ever raised money before, and many never had real estate investing experience. And the cool thing is that multifamily apartment buildings, even small ones, can lead to financial freedom with in as little as a year. So it's the most powerful form business I have ever seen, and I've done a bunch of stuff that can lead to financial freedom so quickly and so permanently.
So you from your W-2 job until up until you got into investing in the multifamily, what was that? How long of a time period was that?
Oh, a very long period, dude. It was like 2005, and then I had a and then I lost everything. So I was fine for about 3 years. 2000, I would say a solid 12 years. So my quest for financial freedom took about 12 years. I consider myself the crash test dummy of financial freedom, of what not to do. But since then, we have figured out a system. We call it the Dealmaker Blueprint, that takes someone from their W-2 job to doing their first deal and quitting their job in as little as 12 months. And then we help people scale their portfolios so that they can leverage their financial freedom for significance and legacy.